tells you.
All right.
Okay. Let's see. I think everything's working. That was really loud. Alright. I got my chair over there. I'm not used to having to have a shotgun next to my desk.
Right.
But you know, people are on coronation.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
Yeah, you just don't know what anybody's going to do. And with all these wacky city people buying guns, they're going to be holding it sideways, pulling the trigger at everybody, you know?
Yeah. I think it's funny that a bunch of them are probably, after this is all said and done, are probably going to walk into the place trying to return it. And guess what? It ain't going to happen.
I would really, if I could get a hold of President Trump, I would have him mandate a law that it's a $1,000 fine if you've been hoarding stuff for the coronavirus and you try to return it to the store.
Yeah. Well, a lot of stores have already started advertising that no returns on.
And they shouldn't, because we see the same thing in a hurricane. These freaking morons go out and they buy enough food for like 6 months, and the hurricane goes by, and then they want to get all their money back.
Right.
But in the meantime, nobody else could get anything because they had to have 6 months worth of food in their house, but they just thought, oh, I'll return it after the storm.
And four generators.
And four generators, and I mean, good God. I got to tell you, you know, maybe it's just because I'm old. Maybe I'm used to being self-reliant. But, you know, you should always have a month of toilet paper, a month of food, a month of water. And here's how you figure it out. And I posted a thing on the internet because everybody's complaining. The government isn't going to test everybody. No, they're, you know, why don't they test everybody? Because there's 330 million freaking people. And at 100,000 people, it would take 9 years. If you did 100,000 people a day, it would take 9 years to do the testing.
Right.
So let's break it down. If you want to have a reasonable supply of stuff in your house, if you get one person, let's say eat twice a day. And I would say during a supply, you could do that. So if you take 2 times 31, that's 62 meals, right?
Yeah.
So double that for two people, triple, quadruple. You got to go at least two meals. And if you, you know, normal people eat three meals a day. So take 3 times 31. That's how many meals you have to have in the house. Now, I'm not sure what that is.
66.
Well, if you take 3 times...
Or 33, I'm sorry.
31, that's 93.
3 times 3, yes.
So if you've got 3 meals a day for a month, that's 31 days, that's 93 meals.
Per person.
Per person. So if you got a family of 4 times 4... That's 372 meals. And you figure times about 0.050, that's 186 pounds of food.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So you don't want to do that all at once. You want to have breakfast cereals good because you can either with milk or without milk. Very nutritious. You know, there's a lot of cool things you can do. But once you start actually prepping with a calculator, you learn that there's a difference.
Yes.
And if your kids are using 3 rolls of toilet paper a day, retrain your kid. All right. So anyway, enough about the goofy virus stuff. But, you know, I was lucky. I prepped under Obama. I got shotguns. You know, I got home defense stuff. No problem. But I think the biggest problem for everybody is have enough for a little while and leave some for everybody else. That's the biggest thing. And it's the same thing we preach with fishing all the time. You know, if you're going to go out and keep some fish to eat, that's wonderful. You know, But if you fill your freezer up with fish, you're a jerk. Why would you want freezer frozen fish or freezer burnt fish?
Right.
You know what I mean? Freezer burnt's a big thing.
Absolutely.
And why would you want to take a chance on that? You know?
Doesn't make sense. Does not make sense at all. But that's what some people do, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it all. But, yeah. You've known me 20-some years. Of, you know, I go fishing. I do everything I do. I look for where everybody else is going, and I go the other way.
Yep.
True.
Smart.
I don't know if it's smart, but it's true. So, they say, normal over there, me way over there.
Yes.
But I think it's one of the reasons people come in and they don't understand how we are, because it's different.
Yeah, that's putting it lightly.
Well, the poor guy came in today, and we're sitting there, and I'm talking to him, and he's telling me how much he's breaking, all these fish he's breaking off, and all this stuff's going to happen. And took him over to the teaching table, and I said, gave him some line and a swivel. I said, could you tie this on your line, please? And he was doing an improved clinch knot with braided.
Oh, nice.
Let's break this down. The fisherman's knot, where you go around six times, you go, you know, through the bottom, then you go through the extra loop, so you got an improved clinch knot. That's what they call a fisherman's knot, going around six times and going back through, and you cinch it or clinch it down.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it relies on cinching, clinching, where it actually squeezes the monofilament, making that little bit smaller than the bit above it.
Right.
You don't squeeze braid.
Nope.
It's like saying I squeezed a steel rod. You know, yeah. It just is what it is. You can't squeeze it, make it smaller or anything. So when you cinch the knot down, it's simply after you're fishing for a while and you're kind of jerking it, you know, reeling in, doing stuff like that, the knot loosens up. And then you get a big fish on and your knot's loose. So it's not a knot anymore.
Nope.
Comes undone, you know, just from the jigging motion of you fishing, literally loosens it up because there's no way to cinch it or clinch it. That's why we use the uni knots.
Yeah. It holds on everything, mono, braid, weed eater line.
Yeah. You, there's nothing I can't tie it in. Guy was into 200 pound test. He needed crimps for it because he can't tie the knot. I said, just tie a uni knot in. Well, it's impossible. There we go. Yeah. I do the impossible every day, bud.
Yeah. Well, it works just fine.
But that guy was so happy. I showed him the uni knot. Then I showed him the uni to uni, you know, for the leader and everything, mm-hmm. and how to double it up. He's looking at me like I got a third eye. I'm an alien species that just landed in the thing. He says, I'm not buying anything. I said, but I didn't ask you to buy anything. I'm trying to get you so when you do buy something, you don't lose it.
Right.
It doesn't do, you know, it does me a little bit of good if they're losing all their lures, but they're going to get mad and quit fishing.
Right.
So if they get mad and quit fishing, I'm out a customer. I want to keep that customer. So we teach the practical knots and keep everything going. Fishing report?
Yeah, probably a good idea. We've eliminated a lot of spots anyway, so.
All right. But so where do you want to start?
Let's start on the Peace River. At least some of your boaters can go up there and mess around. Seems
I was
like
going to mess with you a little bit.
Seems like the normal spot where we usually start out.
I was going to say, we've done this hundreds of times, so, you know.
Yeah, I was going to mess with you and say, let's just start with Alligator Creek, but.
I can go down to the bottom of the page.
Nah.
I was looking at some of our old fishing reports, the way we used to do them, and a lot of that stuff's on Frank's report page. There's a picture of me with a peacock. You click on there and there are a lot of old articles, a lot of old fishing reports.
It's pretty neat.
Even some new stuff. But you know, it's just alright, anyway, just remember if you're in Charlotte County, the piers are closed. But there is Charlotte County and then there is the city of Punta Gorda, which is not, it's in Charlotte County, but it has separate laws, separate rules. So piers, parks, park benches, shelters, grills, handrails, anything the county built in a county park, you're not allowed to use. The amenities in Charlotte County are closed at all their parks. That's bathrooms, you know, the little grill you make your sandwich on, the shelter, the picnic table, the bench, all that stuff you're not allowed to use. No piers, no docks. If the county built it, you got to stay off it. You can fish from the grass, you can walk up, but you cannot use any of the amenities, which technically would mean, you know, like sidewalks, but dirt paths are okay. But, you know, you can put a blanket out in the grass and, you know, lay in the sun and convene with the red ants. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Which are always fun.
Why is it you can pick, you got 40 acres and your blanket's 4 foot by 6 foot, and you put it down on the only red ant hill for a quarter mile on either side of you?
Yeah. That's how it works.
All right. Up on the Peace River.
It's been a little quiet up there. You know, they have been getting some snook up towards Shell Creek Dam and along the trestle there. But a couple guys have actually been catching some trout and some whiting right there on the straightaway between Harbor Heights heading up towards the Navigator. You know, it hasn't been gangbusters, but they're at least catching a few fish there. You know, and the cool part is hearing about the whiting finally. I mean, how many months or a year or two that we've gone where it's been very inconsistent, but we've had a couple spotty reports the last couple, several weeks. Kind of neat.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. Now, I-75?
That I honestly have nothing for.
Okay. 41 Bridge, the boardwalk is closed on the Port Charlotte side. You can fish from the seawall, but remember, you cannot be on a county-built item. No walk, no boardwalks, no piers, no park benches. It can even include guardrail.
Right.
So if you're up, if you walk there and you've got, you know, open land to fish off of a seawall, you can fish from there. But if there's a guardrail in front of you, technically you're not supposed to use that guardrail.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, but, okay, from a boat.
Been getting some Spanish mackerel on occasion right through there all along the bridge and the power lines in the immediate vicinity of the bridges. There also has been some black drum, actually a couple of redfish, and then the snook had been early morning with some juvenile tarpon. Nobody's hooking any of the tarpon, but they're starting to see them rolling around there in the early mornings. So it's been pretty decent. I've heard of one cobia also being hooked over there. But it's been some bizarre reports for up on this end of the harbor. I think it's just been so nice. The majority of the people have been taking advantage of it and running south.
Is there any thing at Lashley Pier? You allowed 10 people on Lashley Pier.
I haven't heard anything at all in the last several days.
Okay. All right. Bayshore Pier is closed. Like I say, you could fish from land next to it, but you can't be on the pier. The Port Charlotte Beach Complex is entirely closed. You cannot walk the park at Port Charlotte Beach because it has the word beach in the name. The entire park, the ground, the sand, everything is closed. So, but the canals in the Port Charlotte area, anything going on?
Well, there been a lot of jacks moving through different canals. Been some juvenile tarpon being seen. The snook bite has been okay, especially like over there on the Countryman and Manchester Waterway. And then there's been a lot of snappers starting to move in of all different sizes. And still getting a couple guys showing me pictures of sand bream that they've been catching off their docks. Even Joe, our hot dog guy, he was showing me one. He's like, yeah, I looked it up and whatever, some fish ID thing. They told me it was a margate, and I looked at it and I'm like, eh, that fish ID thing you're looking at isn't exactly accurate. So, but it was a nice sand bream.
Yeah, so. We do have a number. It's going to be on the next tide charts. If you need a fish ID, you can take a picture and text it to 941-268-6460. That's 941-268-6460. It was a cell phone we used to have for all the other stuff. So we just made it. If you're trying to get a fish ID, text a picture to there. We'll let you know what it is. Micro River area.
Let's see. The only thing I've had has been some small sharks and a couple of cobia, actually, down towards the mouth of the Myakka. And then there has been some snook up inside the cutoff. You know, and the snook that are being caught up inside the cutoff, guys are seeing some bigger fish, but the majority of what they're catching has been on the small side. And then there also has been a couple scattered Spanish mackerel throughout that whole vicinity, just not consistent. Still can't get over some of the size of the mackerel people are showing us.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some of the biggest mackerel I've ever seen. Hang on, I gotta retype a little bit of this.
Mackerel can be a pain in the butt. I always misspell that word. That's one. You're good with the H-T-E thing. I'm good at butchering mackerel. Josh laughs at me semi-regularly with my notes. You haven't figured that out? No, I always forget.
Alright, South Gulf Cove canals.
I got nothing.
Yeah, there's probably fish there, but
guys have been, a couple guys have been buying shiners and going over there, but nobody's saying anything.
Man, they're selling shiners.
Oh my gosh.
We been trying to keep up on it, but so many people, you know, on the coronation you just can't tell. We have one day where we have almost nobody in here, and then the next day there's constantly people in, and one day they're buying no shiners, and the next day every person coming in is going bass fishing or something,
right?
So I don't know, it's very hard to keep up on the shiners. We're doing the best we can. We're getting guys bringing us extra loads. All right, the West Wall.
West Wall's got a lot of snook and quite a few redfish on it. They're under the bushes. They're just on the outside edges of the bushes. And it doesn't seem to matter where. They're just kind of scattered up and down the whole thing. And then there also has been some juvenile tarpon, like in that 20 to 60 pound range on the inside of the trough and just on the outside of the bar also. And a few guys are seeing a handful of cobia over there too while running, but nobody's really hooking any. And from what I hear, the manatees have been hanging out pretty regularly in that usual spot that's just below the radio tower going south. Had several customers tell me they've been enjoying watching them over there, and a couple guys saying they had to avoid them, but the water is really, really clear. I mean, so, you know, this is that time of year that's really neat to be out there, because you can look around on those flats and see some of the little different cut throughs and deeper little pockets along the shoreline and out on those flats just about anywhere you go.
Gotcha. Cape Hayes.
Some Spanish mackerel, a few ladyfish, and a few pompano. Overall, it's been a little on the quiet side over there, but the Spanish mackerel have been pretty decent. And that's all over it, on top of it, and some of the shallow waters on the backside. It's kind of, they're peppered all over the thing.
Yep. I was, I did a fishing report for the Water Life, and what I decided to do was a eating fish report, and just put where eating fish could be found.
No, there you go.
We get that question all the time.
Every day. So, multiple times.
Bull and Turtle Bay. Starting next month, the tide chart will only have fish on.
Still pretty cool.
So, all right. Bull Bay, Turtle Bay.
There's a ton of snook and redfish up inside there. Been a few bonnet heads and a couple other. But I guess the Gulf temperatures. What the heck? What was it? 70?
Okay.
Good little mixture.
got Gasparilla Sound.
A channel, I guess, would be Spanish mackerel and a couple of bigger sharks.
Oh, there's a bunch of parking spaces. You can possibly get a ticket. Every other space is what they're doing.
Feet of water. But a handful of people have actually been doing fair at like 70 to 75. The king mackerel have not been giant, though. They've been 10 to 15 bush. Saw it swimming along and cast it. He had one lure set up for cobia and threw his bucktail at it, and it ate it. And it was a good-sized sailfish. It looked like it was a 50-pounder. And the water is so clear out there. The gentleman was in here just a little bit ago because he actually got into some permit yesterday afternoon on Tremblay Reef. He said you can actually make out pieces of that reef. He said the shadows of it are all easy to distinguish, like that's a hard corner or a soft corner on some of that stuff down there. I thought that was pretty cool. He said it's just unreal how the visibility is out there. That's why this time of year is awesome.
Okay. Walking the beaches are closed. Now, you can go fishing by boat. How's Boca Grande doing?
Boca Grande's got Spanish mackerel, a couple of king mackerel. There's been a few pompano, and there are scattered tarpon in there. They haven't been consistent, but they're definitely moving. Tarpon, all that. Kind of the whole make. One guy was showing me a picture. Well, I'll have to wait until we get down there.
Well, we don't think they're open, but they might be.
No, they are closed. Got all those flats down there. I didn't see Dee the other day when the girls came in for their...
I didn't see her either.
So, and I forgot to ask them if she was there. Because usually I try to get her opinion on it. But the Cape Coral guys have been telling me they've been getting a few snook and redfish and trout down there.
Yeah, I got to post another fishy. They did a show on... We've got some of the shows that we were doing are not going to be doing anything until the corona stuff is over. And some of the other shows, we started a new one, which you'll be seeing up here. But from, I think, we're in at 1, so that's 12:30 to 12, from 11:30 to 2. On 97.5 WKDW, you're listening to all shows. There's Fishy Radio, there's Wild Things, new one Way Outside, This Week in Fishing. All those from 11:30 to 2 on WKDW are all programs done here in Studio F.
Nice.
And you can click the Listen Now button anywhere you want in the world and catch them while they're being, you know, first broadcast.
Yeah, my mom's listened to it a couple times out there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pretty cool.
KDWradio.com. Click the Listen Now button. We do a live show every Thursday from 1 to 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. It's always fun when mom texts me during it, listening to it. Kind of catches me off guard.
Pine Island Sound.
Jeez, that's a lot of life down there. On the flats, you've got, in the bushes, you got your snook and your redfish, a handful of trout, and some decent mangrove snapper in some of those deeper cuts around those mangroves. And then there's sharks, Spanish mackerel, tarpon, pompano, scattered on those deeper sand holes and troughs. I mean, everywhere. I'm getting guys from St. James City all the way up to Patricio. I mean, they're just, it's a lot of life down in that whole area. So even if you don't have a shallow running boat, you shouldn't have a problem picking a species or three. And the water's clear enough where if you're going slow, you should know where you're going. And I did have, that's what I was going to tell you, the guy got a 26-inch gag grouper fishing underneath the bushes down there, fishing for snook and redfish, throwing artificials. He said it hit one of those, the heavy dean, the big mirror dean.
Oh, yeah.
He said it hit that, and he just thought he was getting freight trained by, like, a 25-pound snook. He was so excited, and then it came up, and he's like, you kidding me?
Wow, the fight, and I get to eat it.
Yeah, he'd never caught a big gag before, so he was super, super excited.
All right, Burnt Store Two Pines. I'm skipping over the Vokalia because we don't know if the pier's open or not.
Right.
It's a private pier, so it may or may not be. Burnt Store Two Pines.
A lot of snook, some redfish, been a handful of pompano there on the bar, and a lot of ladyfish. There was some reports of some juvenile tarpon down there, but it's been about 5 or 6 days since I've had that one, so I don't know if it's still relative or not. It's at least worth peeking.
What's that?
The juvenile tarpon.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, this is the time of year when you're going to get a lot of the tarpon, which are not juvenile. They're kind of sub-adult. They're just...
kind of teenagerish.
Yeah, late... I mean, they're just about ready to leave with the adults, because tarpon don't live here. They only grow up here. They come in, visit, and then haul butt. But these are the ones that may or may not be ready to leave with the adults, and they're scattered all over the flats.
Yeah.
And
inside the troughs, outside the bar.
No way to know. And yeah, we're coming up on the east side, and there's some awesome fishing for tarpon there. I use that. I think it's a Rapala subwalk,
mm-hmm.
I think it's called.
Yeah.
That thing is just rocks those tarpon back on the east side on the shallow water in the flats. And the other thing that works really good is just simple topwater lure. And you can use a wake bait. You can use a skitter V, a skitter walk, a top pup, top dog. I mean, there's just, they go after all kinds of stuff. The east side.
You covered it. The tarpon have been the main thing I've been hearing about. There's been a few cobia over there. A couple of bonnet head sharks. There's been a lot of black tips on the outside of the bar in like 6 to 10 feet of water. Guys that are kind of hoping for cobia are catching some good sized black tips and black noses bycatch. Just hearing more guys seeing cobia and hooking smaller ones, but there's still a lot of guys looking for them.
Yeah, it's amazing. People got the cobia fever right now.
Big time.
Alligator Creek.
The only thing I got out there has been a couple of cobia been caught and some Spanish mackerel.
Not on the
reef. No. Alligator Creek. Sorry. I screw that up each time, too. There's been jacks and a lot of snook up inside there. There's been a couple of pompano right at the mouth. Other than that, it's been a little on the quiet side. Some of the guys are catching some baby snapper fishing off their docks there in Burnt Store Isles. But it hasn't been gangbusters. Most of them are actually taking their boats out.
Ponce, we don't really want to figure out what's going on there because we don't really know, because it's Punta Gorda, it's a city. So ponds may or may not be open. If they're open to fishing, it's ponds. Okay. PGI canals.
A lot of snook, some juvenile tarpon, and of course the guys are still catching some really big jacks trolling in and out of that whole canal system. They're doing exceptionally well on those. And they're all, you know, 5 to 15 pounds.
Now, there is Elizabeth Park there. And you can fish from Elizabeth Park. I got, you know, just click the thing, you know, it says Elizabeth Park and show you where it is. Not bad fishing there. It's not excellent, but it's not bad. It's a great place to get away from people because nobody knows about it there. So, you know, and you got always Gilcrest Pier, which you never know. That's one of the craziest piers in town. You just think there's going to be nothing and you go there and it's a great day.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of which, that's the next one, and you're going to hear about it here, but I'm not doing anything on the thing. Now we're at the Alligator Creek Reef, and I remember Spanish
and a few cobia. A couple of guys got some cobia up on the north end the other day.
Any of the guy group or anything up there?
Nothing else.
All right, deep holes in the harbor.
A few tarpon. They've been moving around a lot. And then Spanish mackerel are pretty abundant. You just got to find them because they seem to be concentrated around those bait schools. And the jacks have been schooling up out there too, so that's been giving them away. So even if you don't quite see the smaller, subtle splashes of the Spanish mackerel, the jacks definitely give it away. But just slow trolling through that area. Once you find them, start casting if you want.
Okay. There's a ton of people freshwater fishing. What are they fishing for?
Bass. Bass have been the main things. I mean, they're buying shiners mostly. Handful of guys are buying some the lizards and the worms, even a couple spinner baits, but we can't keep shiners in stock, and they're fishing everywhere. There doesn't seem to be one particular canal system that's better than another.
Now they're kind of all over the map.
Yeah.
But selling a ton of worms right now because the tilapia, minnows and worms, and there's some monster tilapia. The guy showed me pictures. I literally thought I was looking at monster triple tail.
Yeah.
And beetle spins. They're, once those tilapia get up in that, you know, where they're 18, 20 inches long, you're literally looking at small spinnerbaits for them because they're focused in on bigger stuff.
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive right now. There's also been a couple of guys catching some of those Mayan cichlids mixed in with those tilapia, depending on which canal system you're in.
Oh, there it goes. I've had to do so much stuff to my computer lately that it's hard to... Come on. There we go. That is working. All right, got any red dots?
No.
50-50 yellow dots?
Let's see. Knapp's Point off of Sanibel. Anywhere along the intercoastal from Sanibel up to Boca. And out along the beaches in the same spot. And then throughout the 20-foot holes. But they're moving... They're moving a lot.
And I'm going to do some white dots inside the bar because there's a nice chance of tarpon inside the bar on the east side.
Yeah, that's true.
Any place else you want me to mark out?
The west wall. Those have kind of been a few over there, too.
Okay. Anything else you can think of?
No. That's about it. I think any day now those fish are going to be more consistent, but there's definitely a lot of fish moving around.
Okay. Get that done. Get that go away. That done in here. So what else you got? Anything else you want to talk about? I'm loading the tarpon pictures.
Not stuff that I can think of. I mean, the main thing is, like you've always said, be a Boy Scout. Be prepared for anything out there right now. And you can go out there with one agenda, and it can do a 180 on you right now.
Yeah, this is the time of year you're reeling in a trout, a ladyfish, a Spanish mackerel, and all of a sudden what you've got is a 150-pound tarpon on the line.
Right. Or the ladyfish turns into a shark.
Yeah. That's the other thing that's happening. Is sharks and tarpon, you're reeling in a fish and going, oh, wow, this is a lot of fun. And then next thing you know, bada bing, you've got something big on.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Okay.
I mean, even the offshore, too. I mean, the offshore is going nuts. So you should be trolling when you're going from point A to point B. If you're going... dedicating bottom fishing, you need to troll and you need to have a pitch bait ready, because like I said, that guy with the sailfish that landed his, the other guy saw one. You know, this is the time of year when those sails come in pretty close to shore. So cobia, sailfish, the only thing I haven't heard of has been any tuna, but the shrimp boats are all pretty much gone out of there right now, so I think that's a big part of why.
Well, I can tell you, when you said that, it reminded me, somebody was in talking to me about the, you know, the blackfin and, you know, them catching blackfins and all that.
Yeah, they were about a week and a half ago before the shrimp boats disappeared.
So it was probably, he was having fond memories, I guess.
Maybe. I mean, I didn't look at the vessel finder today to see if there's anybody out there, but there hasn't been anybody out there for like 5 days or 6 days.
So, as far as the store goes, we're going to keep our regular hours. If, you know, we have a lot of amazing people come down from up north, and we love it when you do. We love you here. You guys know that. You know us. But the problem is a lot of people don't know they're carrying, you know, this virus with them. And come on, guys, you know, stay at home for a week or so and, you know, stay away from people, stay out of the grocery stores, because if it outbreaks here, we are just about out of this. We had 4 people in the county that had it, and now we're looking at starting the clock all over again. So, and if it goes this time, it'll go bad down here. Right now, there's literally no cases in Charlotte. There's about 100 in Sarasota, less than 100 in Lee County, and we've had like 6 here and 6 in DeSoto. But, you know, if you guys don't stay in, this could be thousands here, and then everything gets shut down. So please social distance. Please keep away from people until you know if you're sick or not. And do the best you can. I mean, that's all any of us can do. Nobody asked for this. It's not your fault. We understand that. We understand why you're here. We love you guys. But, you know, come on, give us a break. We don't want to be another month into this stuff. We want to get back to
normal.
Yeah, the new normal. Yeah. So do the best you can, boys and girls, all right? I guess that's about it.
Sounds perfect to me.
All right. Well, the area fishing report, this does require that we have some time. As you know, by the length of the show, you can tell that, you know, it does take us a little bit to do this. So whenever we get time, we're going to do this. We always want to be there for you. But last week, all I could do was type one. We were actually pretty busy and, you know, things happen. So we'll do the best we can each week. Thank you guys for listening and love you guys. Just, you know, wait a little while before you come to see us.
Good idea.